Lac La Biche. In an effort to showcase high school drama talent and learn from industry professionals, J.A. Williams High School, JAWS, students joined other youth from 17 other Alberta schools in Red Deer earlier this month to participate in a weekend dedicated to the performing arts. JAWS students who are interested in the arts joined a session hosted by the Alberta High School Drama Festival Association, AHSDFA, during the annual one-act play festival that ran from May 12 to 14. The JAWS students also performed one of their stage productions they recently featured in a four-act performance for Lac La Biche audiences. The festival, which has been operating for more than 50 years, saw 13 cast and crew from the Lac La Biche High School participate and represent the Northeastern Zone 2E region. The Lac La Biche group performed Waiting for Death, a dark comedy about pretentious socialites whose dinner party is interrupted by the Grim Reaper. The experience to perform and create all aspects of the stage show alongside other students was rewarding, said JAWS teacher Amy Berland. Being able to see the caliber of performances that are out there and what we can strive to create inspired her students and gave them new experiences to draw from, she said. Being able to be a part of some of those workshops, they got a chance to try something that maybe they wouldn't ever get to try before. It really opened their eyes to be able to be student directors and stage managers. It made them really start thinking about taking on those roles. The group hit the stage Friday evening with their performance, part of a stage schedule that saw all 18 schools present their plays. Wrapping up the large display of talent, all the casts, crews and professionals had an opportunity to mingle with one another during a banquet on Saturday night where the youth danced, had a meal and received recognitions and awards. Although the JAWS drama students weren't on the receiving end of this year's festival awards, Berlin says it doesn't take away from the joy, fun and learning her students experienced. They had a great time. They met lots of people, it was a good 3 days for them, she said. Behind the scenes to get to the festival, the JAWS students met during lunch hours and after school for months to select four, one-act plays from a long list of Alberta playwrights. Because the school has no formal drama class this year, the students continued to practice, rehearse and build their sets through the early part of the year, leading to a week-long community showcase over the last month. Along with Waiting for Death, the students performed plays called Reservations, The Door, and I Dream Before I Take the Stand in front of other local students, family and friends at the high school and on the McGrain Theatre stage at Portage College. With the support from ticket sales during the local plays and support from JAWS Parents Association, the students were able to travel to the provincially recognized youth festival, said Berland. Our parent committee gave us some funds to support the hotels and with the money we made from the performances, we came in at about $600 to $700. Each student had to put in a little bit of their own money, but we were able to make it all work, she said. The trip provided the youth with an unforgettable experience that they can't wait to return to next year, she added. They're already talking about going back next year, even if it's just to be participants and not perform because it was such a great experience.